This is exactly right.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray, and I didn't have a joke for today, so I asked my boyfriend to write one, so here we go. I'm Babs Gray, and my boyfriend's dick is big.
I'm Brandy Posey. I'm just gonna, we're rolling, we're going with it. No, I, of course, I'm honestly, good for you, Adam, great job. I'm Brandy Posey, and it only took 11 months of a pandemic for me to unfollow the cast of Riverdale on Instagram.
I'm Tess Barker, and time for another round of Is This Intuition or Just Anxiety?
And this is lady to lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Hello! We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite lady. Ladies and ladies.
Oh, Babs, we can't
hear
it.
We don't hear it.
Oh, it's just me dancing by myself?
Yes, it's just you dancing.
All right, well, let's just start. Pretend the song played.
It's okay. It's always Mercury in retrograde in our podcast.
No, absolutely.
I hear that's what's going on right now. Okay, let's bring out our guest.
Started.
Oh, my God. We're, just pretend you heard a theme song. I'm still new to playing the themes over Zoom, so I'm figuring it out. She's a hilarious comedian, actress, and writer. You can catch her in the upcoming season 3 of Good Trouble coming up on Hulu on February 17th. It's Sherry Cola.
Yo, hello. Now I'm going to be up all night wondering what that theme song is.
Oh, man, we'll play it for you.
You'll get the other ones. You'll get the other ones. Trust me. There's more coming your way.
Because I have a submission. I like to submit one of my original covers.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Let's hear it. Can we hear
a cappella?
She doesn't know the song. I mean, I can play it for you.
I have it. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Lady to lady, vulva to vulva. Let's get it started. Every day. Let's get it started.
I like it.
I really every like night. How old school it started. It felt like a very vaudeville, like lady to lady.
It was kind of like a fake out. And then all of a sudden everyone puts on their like straw hat and starts doing the limbo.
Yeah.
And the backdrop drops and everything turns from black and white to color. Yeah. It's that vibe.
No, I like it. Honestly, potentially new theme. If we can get some drums and a little bass behind it, I'll switch it out.
Yeah. We're gonna put that in the incubator and kind of workshop that idea.
Sherry, do you consider yourself a songstress?
We'll be in touch. I wear a lot of hats. Yes. Okay. I wear a lot of hats.
Multi-hyphenate Sherry Cola.
What
everybody.
Is your favorite hat to wear, Sherry?
Aside from beret. Well, of course. Every day I just have a beret and a baguette. You know, I just try to keep it French, even though I've never been.
A beautiful morning.
Yeah. Or a beret made from a baguette. That's something you don't see.
From the 3 episodes that I've watched of Emily in Paris, I think you got the whole thing.
I mean, that's great. You want a hat you can eat because that's where the saying comes from, right?
Exactly. You are what you eat. You are a hat. Right. So I actually, you know what? I'm falling more and more in love with the acting thing, you know? Obviously, stand-up is still a big part of my mind, body, and soul. But acting is like, the more I do it, the more I'm just like, oh, shit, okay. There's so many layers to this, you know? You can be anyone. And at the same time, still yourself in this, like, you bring yourself to every character, which is really dope. Yeah.
That's cool. And were you not like, did you not act when you were younger? Is that something that you came to after stand up?
Well, I did. I dabbled, honey. Honey buns. I dabbled.
I was gonna say. I mean, most of us show folk did, right?
I mean, right. Yeah, yeah. I mean, listen. And once again, I'm always preaching. I'm always on a panel, but really, it was like the lack of representation that made me think of Hollywood wasn't for me. Because I really had this passion in high school. You know, kind of. I hosted the talent show, you know what I mean? Which essentially was like a stand-up monologue. I wrote jokes for that. And like, I was in this film club where we made funny videos, like really funny videos, like Snubbed. I'm talking Snubbed. Okay.
I'm glad that there's also someone else who's like not over the good things they did in high school
never.
That weren't appreciated.
Are you kidding me? Like there was this one video that was the highlight of my career still. So this film club, the classroom itself was in the media center, AKA like the computer lab area, whatever. So we did this video called The Real World Media Center. And like, you know, we had the confessionals. Genius. And everything. Like listen,
Real
FYC
World was so rife for making like versions of it.
And it was a style that was like doable. Like kids could do Real World. You could make
totally.
A confessional. Yeah.
100%. We need to bring that back, by the way. Like
I love The Real World. Oh,
obsessed.
We shouldn't have fucked with the original. We nailed it. We already nailed it.
Wait, who fucked with the original?
They're all of reality TV.
Right. All the other real worlds. Right.
Yeah.
Reality TV as we know it. No, they took the recipe and they ran with it and never came back is what happened.
No, we just needed a slice of cheese. You know, we didn't need you to put fucking corn and black beans on the pizza.
Very much so. We wanted maybe a sliver of brie, but they brought us a charcuterie board with Band-Aids and AstroTurf. What's happening?
Recently finally gotten into watching A Real Housewives. I can absolutely say Band-Aids is what's on the charcuterie.
Listen,
board.
there will be blood and bitches. You know what I mean? That's just reality shows. I actually just started watching The Bachelor because of my friend slash roommate slash sister forever. She is really into it. And like, this is my first time watching, literally first season watching. And
I've only seen one episode.
It's so easy to make fun of. I mean, if anything, it's just.
Oh, it's so fun. I mean,
the creative juices. That's what I'm watching it for. Just to keep, you know, myself on my toes and keep the comedy chops sharp.
Yeah, the producers are the star of The Bachelor. I mean, they just keep topping themselves instead of in terms of like how evil they can be. And like, so this is your first season, but just know that the dates have gotten, there's no words for how much substantially shittier the dates are now. Like they are so bad because of quarantine. So like they used to have unlimited money and unlimited opportunity. So every single date used to be like they would take a helicopter out to a volcano on Fiji. And then some bitch would get left on a volcano in Fiji. And then the dude would get in the helicopter and fly off. But now they're like riding like 4-person bicycles around the golf course.
Last week, all of them were dressed as squirrels. It's like, what's happening?
Yes.
next week they're gonna do a Spanish version of The Crucible. Like I don't know what's happening. They're really just getting creative.
Them doing The Crucible would absolutely, that's what they should do. They should regress to doing these theater high school theater.
Yeah, no, a couple that can do a play together will stay together.
You know, that those were my grandma's last words.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was looking back on old Instagram photos. I found a picture of me with my ex, and I remember that we submitted ourselves to an improv tournament, and we are not improvisers. And
is it the ex that I think it is?
Leak it.
Yeah.
Leak it.
I don't know what we were thinking. It was like such an asshole move, and we were like, "Yeah, we're just gonna do this."
Did you guys not get in?
No, I mean, we did it. I think we did like 2 shows. It was all in like 1 day, so it wasn't, you know.
Oh, not too egregious.
Man, I don't know why we thought it would be funny, but we did.
As long as it was all in 1 day. as long as it was all
Exactly. No, we weren't spending any more time than that.
So well, stand-ups have like the very like you know, this beautiful disease of thinking because we can riff, we can do improv, but also because we can write, we can do sketch. And those are two different skill sets, and we've, you know, once you're actually in it, you're like, oh no, this is something different.
Yeah, I actually started in improv, and I literally started doing stand-up because I was like, I can't with these people. Like, I need to be alone on the stage.
Right. No, you really learn the hard way, because like I started with stand-up and then I got into improv and I'm like, wait, I'm not a team player.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's a very good thing to realize that improv is the group project.
Yeah. Fuck this. Yeah. These people. The spotlight should
give
be on
me. Full control.
Kidding.
I'll steamroll myself. I'm a lone wolf, baby.
Ow.
I'm kidding. Because truly, like, that's something beautiful about acting as well. It's like you really realize, okay, there's more, you know, to this equation than just yourself. So I'm kidding, but yes, it's an interesting balance for sure.
Well, you're a writer too, and I think like that's my favorite actors are people that really like dissect the story and basically are writers, and you're kind of like working in tandem with the writer to kind of find new colors in what's already there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Listen, it's so interesting like what you realize you're capable of once you actually do it. You know what I mean? It's like I remember like when I was so I have a background in radio, right? So like at one point all I wanted to do was be on the radio. I didn't want to show my face. Like, what? You know what I mean? Like, so then I started doing stand up. I'm like, oh shit, I can do this. This is like amazing. And then I started acting. And it's like, oh wow, I just opened up this other skill set that, you know, like I only dreamt of. And then I started writing. And it's like, oh my goodness, I can create these stories that, like, you know, are reflected on the screen. I can single handedly, like, make more things for my people. You know what I mean? And it's like the possibilities really are endless. But yeah, I'm definitely, I can definitely call myself a writer now. And I got some stuff up my sleeve, honeys.
Yeah.
I think the hardest thing to me about acting, I haven't done a ton of it, but the little that I've done is just the physical part of it, like the angles. And you know what I mean? Because it's like I could like deliver a line
really
correctly
hard
all day, but like you have to be like a mannequin in a certain position to do it correctly and not actually look at the person and
all
that shit.
Well, and then
like
your face looks so different with different angles. So you also like have to keep in mind like where your chin is and where the light is hitting your nose. And
no, literally, I can tell you all 57 flaws on my face just from watching, myself on TV. It's the most bizarre thing. Okay, what I hate watching is me kissing. Because it's like, okay, when you're like, first of all, I'm not kissing how Sherry actually kisses, because I feel like I would never do that on camera.
You've made a character choice.
Right, right. Like the way Alice on Good Trouble kisses is very safe. You know, because I'm not trying to, you know, I already hate my profile, you know, angle. I hate my profile. Just adding like lips and teeth to the
adding
equation.
This
oh
in
my
and out.
God,
like
no.
Forward. It's very,
no.
Fish-like.
No.
What's your approach then in a screen kiss?
So,
like, what
I have a question. Right. Do you actually just go? Yeah. Can you kind of walk us through this? Because I've always wondered this. Like, are you just supposed to like go for it and make out? Is there a secret fake kiss? What do you do? What do you do?
Oh my goodness. I literally cringe and squirm just thinking about it, because like, first of all, you realize that, I mean, I'm not even kissing regularly in my real life. So like I'm just basically it's game day and I didn't practice at all, you know what I mean, is what I'm saying. So I'm just going in there, you know, hoping for the best. But there is a conversation often of like, okay, so no tongue, right? Like we're not doing, like, you know, you kind of have to get on the same page, of course. And I'm never down to do tongue unless, like, you know, the freaking scene like is supposed to be obnoxious like that. Not that tongue is obnoxious. You know what the fuck I'm saying. All right.
Yeah, so we're going to do some real like cruel intentions makeup.
Right. Yeah. First of
with,
all,
with like the
one of the hottest
great
scenes
movie
ever.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. That's honey, that spit string is still in my fucking on my vision board. That spit string is still on my vision board.
Yes.
Honey, it is.
That spit string is on your vision board like the red string from one picture.
Exactly.
Yeah.
First of all, when I try to what are you talking about? When you try to figure out a murder case, instead of the red strings, it is the spit string.
Legit,
like I will take that spit string and play it like a harp. You know what I mean? Like, it's
it's thick. It's got some. It's sinewy.
It's resonant.
Wait,
yeah, it's got a nice tone to it.
You can play double Dutch with that spit string. Okay, that's where we're taking it. All right. That spit string,
Mac, yes.
that spit string will be connecting two cups and actually have reception. All right. Okay. All right. We're done. So
I love you calling the end of a bit. You're like, okay, bit is over. On to the next.
Let's wrap it up, Sherry.
And scene.
Give me the music.
You're also a director, Sherry. Yeah. You're also a director. You haven't added that.
Oh
to
my
your,
goodness. You know, I recently shadowed. And like, I'm so, it's weird because I have this facade of being easygoing, but I'm so type A control freak. It's insane. And I'm like, if I was ever a director, like, I don't know. I think people would start hating me. Like, I don't know. Like, I would just be like, okay, but okay. Like, cause it's interesting the way directors direct. Like, it's not actually as direct, if you will, right? Mm-hmm. Because they don't want to be like, okay, say it this way or do exactly this, you know, they almost like give the idea and then that's supposed to spark something. Right. So like it's very interesting and it's a blessing to be able to like learn, you know, by watching and all that stuff. Anyway, the point is, I'd be just like a nightmare. I'd be a nightmare. Okay. Back to spit string, back to kissing. Okay. Yeah. So,
yes.
excuse me. We're just taking audience suggestions at this point. All right, spit string.
Okay, back to spit string.
Okay, spit string, please.
Can we get an audience suggestion of a spit string? Okay.
Joop, zadoop, spit string. What's it? Okay. We're all spit strings robbing a bank.
Yeah. spit string reminds me of yarn. Yarn reminds me of my grandma.
Cats.
My grandma.
Grandma's remind me of Little Red Riding Hood.
And Little Red Riding Hood, Big Bad Wolf. Big Bad Wolf was a spitter, not a swallower.
Clearly.
Swallower.
Okay, you're avoiding the kissing. Okay.
Swallower reminds me of followers. So follow me on Instagram. Okay. Shameless plug. Okay, everyone calm the fuck down. All right. So kissing. Yeah, you kind of just do it. It's so interesting because like there's no practice. Like there's no, obviously we have rehearsals, but we don't have a pre-rehearsal. You know what I mean? So it's like two people who've never kissed. And then we do like these blocking, you know, practicing where we're going to be, all that stuff. So at that point we don't need to kiss. So we kind of just like, okay. And then we kiss. So we just kind of like, okay, we do it. This is what we're doing. We're not actually kissing, touching lips. And then the rehearsal, they'll like want us to actually kiss. And then in that moment, that's the first time you ever kiss, right? And it's like, like there's nerves. There's definitely nerves and jitters because one, it's just, first of all of my castmates are like stunning. Okay, let's talk about that for 2 seconds. They are the best looking people I've ever set my eyes on. And there's that. Already just like nervous kissing Sherry, just, you know, being awkward alone and giggling for no reason, right?
Well, I'm thinking because like there's no other situation where there's a planned kiss aside from like when you get married to someone. I feel like that's the only other time where it's like, and now.
And then we're going to do this kind
hilarious.
Of kiss.
Hilarious. That is so funny that like, yeah, because weddings, you just have like a scheduled kiss. Like that is literally like, on the agenda. That's the
so
one thing that for
like,
sure
the
is
love
happening.
Of your life or a literal coworker.
Right. Exactly. And someone who's supposed to mean nothing, a coworker, but it's interesting because kissing, it's like we're all humans. Like sometimes you're into it. Like obviously you're acting because so you have to act like you're into it, but at the same time I'm not acting here. I think I'm into it. You know what I mean?
Well, it's a like, physical. How do you
with
hormones?
Yeah, I wouldn't even know how to kiss someone where you're not like it's a physical act of like it's not
right.
You can't turn off like your body or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it's so interesting. And then you finish kissing, and then that's it. And then you go to lunch. Everyone's just living their best lives. But in my head, whenever I see that person, I remember like, oh, we kissed. We kissed at the point. Yeah, we kissed at a point. In my head, like you see her, the dime piece over there. Yeah, the 12 out of 10, we kissed. That's a conversation in my head.
I definitely had similar thoughts at like a lot of parties I went to, but I don't know if they were exactly happy.
Yeah, because but you, I would definitely turn everywhere. Everyone that you've kissed has been for a scene, right, Barbara? Everyone that you've seen.
Yeah. For a scene. No, I just more mean that everywhere I would turn would be like, kiss them.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not even doing like anything that risque. I've only really kissed and I've done some like, you know, naked in bed stuff, but not actual like, I mean, my castmates are doing like cunnilingus acrobatics. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So,
wow.
Cunnilingus acrobatics. I saw them at the Troubadour. Did you guys catch? But
yeah, they also wore berets.
Yeah.
That's the other name for Elton John, right?
You're right.
He's known for being good at cunnilingus.
After the, well, I mean, honey, the gap in the teeth is a blessing. Let's just say that. Yeah.
Oh my god.
All right, everyone, focus. But yes, it's very interesting. It's very interesting.
Yeah. I think I'm getting an idea of what kind of director you would be. It would be like a lot of like tangents, and then you being like, "All right, everyone, focus." Like
But I'm also such like it's weird. I constantly like walk this line of like being a freaking power top and also just someone who wants to people please, right? So I'd be like, you know what? No, yeah. This is how we should do it. No, this is my way or the highway, but what do you guys think? Like, but,
yeah.
But I'm open to suggestions.
You're definitely speaking to three people who are the exact same way.
Yeah,
so.
I very much relate to that.
Yeah, we put on the comedy, absolutely. You put on the comedy hat and you're like, woo! But I gotta get shit done. And
Get me that fake butt, Anita.
yeah.
In my head, I have an assistant named Anita who I'm into, who gets me fake butts.
I love that. I need one of those.
Right? I just made her up.
A fake butt.
Okay. Anita, assistant named Anita.
Anita. I need a coffee.
Anita.
All right.
We're gonna text Anita to get us some Starbucks. We'll be back in a second, everybody.
BRB.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Sherry Cola.
I'm Sherry Cola.
Yeah.
You hear that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, love we're going to play a little game and to ask you some questions and get to know you better. It's called Ooh. That's a Random, and we're going to play the theme song now.
Nope.
Nothing.
Not playing,
it's silence.
Not playing.
Honestly, it's not playing?
No, it's not playing.
It says I'm sharing computer sound at the top.
Can you imagine?
You guys see it?
Can you imagine if a TV show actually had silence for a theme song?
That would be really funny.
That's meta.
I feel like that's next. Okay, hold
on. It did say you were playing it. That's weird.
It said I was sharing, right?
This is the first
sharing.
Day. Oh, Abe Lincoln's my dad.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so random.
Right?
Oh my god.
I didn't make it up.
Oh my god. I can't. It's just like, that's so random.
So freaking random. It really honestly is. So
this one is long. Random. I'm just going to warn you all. This one's long.
That's so random.
Not raving.
What you're telling me right now is so random.
I can't even.
Okay.
That's a random.
My god.
random.
Wow, that one is yeah. It's long.
You know, I think that one could take an edit. I think.
Wow.
I love it. I love it.
For those of you listening, that was live.
Yeah.
We do all the themes live now. So
yeah, we change the lighting. It drops down. Yeah. It's like a deep purple, and then we just do a theme song live. It's great.
Yeah, we do ship all of our guests a light that they can turn on.
Use at their leisure.
They also shipped me a tambourine.
Yes.
Just in case. You never know.
Just in case.
Yeah, play along. Play along. Right. I was trying to channel those like 90s deep voiced pop star guys at the very end.
You
of
mean
that.
Specifically you from Barbie Girl?
Also Ace of Base had
come
that.
Come on, Barbie. Let's go.
Come on, Barbie. Let's get.
He actually smoked 12 packs of cigarettes before recording that.
Wow. 12 what a packs fun of job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty good.
Okay, we're going to ask you some questions.
Yes.
If you had the world's attention for 30 seconds, what would you say?
Oh my goodness. I'd probably just say all the things if I were to never be able to speak again. So like I love my mom. Like as if this 30 minutes was my only legacy. You know what I mean?
It's only 30 seconds.
Oh, 30 seconds. Holy shit. 30 minutes. I'm over here taking 30 days. 30 days. Yeah, no, yeah, yeah. 30 days or I'm walking. No.
30 years.
Once I have the ability, I will not turn
I like
it
that
off.
Actually. Right. You could use it to negotiate being like, no, I'm good. Only doing this if I can speak 30 minutes.
Right. And then 30 seconds. Love my mom. What I hope the world will be. Or should I just freaking. Okay. So I love you, mom. Thanks for everything. Keep being yourselves, everyone, and don't let the haters shake your shine.
Aww, are these this is beautiful?
Are these is this are no, these no, no. are these Bruno Mars lyrics that I'm saying?
Wait, I am curious. Did you make up "Don't let the haters shake your shine"?
Yeah.
I love
that's,
it.
That's beautiful. I put it on the shirt.
Yes. Does that even make sense? Shake your shine. That's just like
it made perfect sense to me. I was
like shake your shine off.
Right. Like rattling your bulb, if you will. You know?
Ooh.
Maybe rustling your watts, if you will.
It's getting further, but
now you're just saying euphemisms for masturbation.
Your first instinct was your best instinct.
Honey, sometimes a rattle needs to, that's what does the trick. All right, you need a rattle, your watch.
Rattle or rustle, you know.
Yeah, honey. pretty much, that's it, 30 seconds.
That's a good call, though, I think, okay, let me just get out all the things, the sentiments I'd like to get out if I think this is the last time I was going to talk.
If this is just your legacy, I see it almost like 30 seconds to change the world. Was that what it was? 30 seconds to change the world?
To talk to the world.
To have the world
get the world's attention.
It's almost like what you would put like on your tombstone, like your last words. No, too dark.
Yeah.
That's interesting because that's not usually on most people's tombstones. I feel like a lot of tombstones are just like wife, mother, child.
No, I'm going to have a full like haiku.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay, this is the second time you've mentioned haikus today.
I would like can you riff a haiku of what would be on your tombstone?
Oh, okay. She lived and she died. That's the damn truth, and you know it.
Boom.
I'm not even done. Can't lie about. Damn, that's it.
Can't lie about.
Okay, how about this?
Yeah.
Babs, Tess, Brandy, D. Hi. Goodbye. Take my money, please. Tell mom I said thanks. That's good.
Oh, that's the one.
Oh my gosh.
Beautiful. Did I just put you in my will? I think so.
I think it's legally binding. If you say it on a podcast in a haiku, that's essentially a
signature. Yeah. That is a signature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are podcast lawyers.
We'd be honored to be on there, so thank you.
Yeah. Oh, man, my first tombstone.
It's a good credit. That's a good credit.
Yeah.
Next, coming to the stage, she'll be on Sherry Cola's tombstone, Brandy Posey.
You've seen her on Sherry Cola's tombstone. So funny. That's hilarious.
This just reminds me of all this tombstone talks. Reminds me of this one time I was on a run in Colorado and I accidentally stumbled across Doc Holliday's tombstone while running.
Oh, wow. Was it like on the side of a road?
Yeah, kind of. It's just like in a park. Like I was just on a random
jog. Wait, who's Doc Holliday?
From the movie Tombstone.
The movie Tombstone. Okay.
Oh, yes.
He's also a real person. But
I really don't know all this. I don't know all this at all. I don't know any of this stuff.
Well, clearly I've been in front of his corpse. So at one point. Yeah.
Right.
It's like he was a cowboy?
He was a cowboy.
A dentist by trade. Okay. He was some Old West figure.
There was some kind of showdown at the OK Corral. I don't know if I'm mixing Western stories.
No, you're right. He was close friends with Wyatt Earp, showdown at the corral.
And you just stumbled upon his
Yes! Isn't that? What are the odds that I would stumble across the tombstone of the person about that tombstone it's about?
That is.
Right. That's deep. That's deep. It's very deep.
I don't know what to make of it, except that maybe, you know, has something to do with Val Kilmer played him in the movie. So maybe that's a sign.
You know, sometimes when I'm walking like on the, the Hollywood Walk of Fame and I pass like names, it almost feels like tombstones.
Oh, totally. Absolutely.
Right? Because I'm just especially if they're not here anymore, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, hi, Michael Jackson, you know? Hello. Yeah,
would you guys ever want a star?
For sure.
Yes.
For sure.
Oh, no. See, I said no.
For sure.
Because I feel like you got to know where you're going to end up in front of, because like you don't want to end up in front of the Popeye's chicken or some shit.
Oh, my. Are you kidding me? I'm literally going to have Popeye's for lunch. Hollywood and Cahuenga.
I don't think that's the worst place you could end up
I love Cahuenga. I think I would want one on Cahuenga. But put me Cahuenga's outside good. The Greyhound station. Mm-hmm. Right when you get here, I want you to see my name.
Honey, put me like, first of all, you know how far it goes now? It goes really far now. Like, it's like, it's like near Pantages. There's like stars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, there's going to be some on the 101
street.
By the time we get them, it's going to be on the 101 freeway. It's going to be.
I'm just going to put one outside my, what if I just put one outside my house?
Do it. We can have a ceremony.
Put cement out there.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, we can do the red carpet and do the speeches, the whole nine.
That actually would be really, it would be really fun to do some of the dumbest comedy venues in LA and put people's names outside.
That would be funny.
Outside Silver Lake Lounge. I'm going to.
What's the name of that? Oh my God. Who's that funny guy that we always like? Oh my God.
Oh.
He's older. Joe McAvoy.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah.
He's a very funny open mic out here in LA.
Yeah. He's crushing on TikTok, you guys. He's got a whole thing going.
I don't doubt that.
I didn't hop on the train, and I feel like, is it too late?
I think people think it's too late, but I don't think it is too late.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be going for a minute, and I don't think there's any sense of like, you weren't here in time.
I can still go viral in the pandemic, is what you're saying.
I think you can.
I think so.
You know what's interesting is I've not on there, but I, you know, people share them and stuff, and people are doing this thing where they're trying to hide things in TikToks that will make them go viral. So, for example, there is this recipe video where a girl's making something and she pulls open the freezer and you very quickly see tampons, like a box of tampons in the freezer.
Oh.
And so she like knows that people are going to be like, what the fuck was that? And share it. And I've seen like three things like that in a row where there's a weird side thing where I'm like, oh, they're doing this on purpose so people will share it. It's really interesting.
That's actually really smart.
Yeah,
it is.
Beating the system. Kids are smart these days. Kids are smart these days.
So there was a girl I was watching 2 days ago that her whole thing is she does the astrology of different cryptocurrencies.
Oh, that's funny. That's so funny.
That's really great.
And she's 18 and she has like 2 million followers. And I was like, good for you, girl.
Find your niche.
Yes. Yeah, that's amazing.
Wow. Yeah, it's like we should, man, we can definitely do that. Just combine two things you'd never like combine, like house plants and witchcraft. Or like
those are combined. Those are
Don't worry, plants are for witches.
Those are hand in hand.
Nail polish and
football?
Interesting.
I was gonna say Dukes, nail polish and Dukes, but I don't know what the
Duke.
Oh,
Dukes.
That's
like
good.
a Duke of Earl.
That's good.
I was thinking of the restaurant in Malibu. I was like, okay.
No, that's actually really good.
Putting up your dukes to fight. I was like, what?
Oh, yeah. like the royal family and like Applebee's appetizers. You know, there's something there.
Yeah.
There's something there.
You know what? I hope while we still have the queen that she does at least one promotional spot for Applebee's.
Well, all I want is the queen to do. Have y'all been watching Bridgerton?
That would be such a funny last move. No, I heard it's great.
There's sex. We love a period piece pussy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of there's an episode with a lot of hot sex.
Oh, the crown.
I mean, I feel like Bridgerton is it's the new Bridgerton. Cruel Intentions, right? Like it's like the Cruel Intentions TV show for the new generation.
I think they're trying to make it that.
Interesting,
right?
Well, yeah, it's like Cruel Intentions, but with biscuits,
with corsets.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah,
that's what it is.
Oh, that's right. Because I'm thinking of Dangerous Liaisons, which Cruel Intentions was based on, which is more set in the Bridgerton time period.
Oh, got it.
Yeah,
yeah. Isn't it crazy? Yeah, it's kind of cool how like so many things were based on shit. Like, remember how like 10 Things I Hate About You was based on Taming of the Shrew?
Uh huh. Yeah, mm-hmm. And Clueless is Emma.
Bitch. Oh. Mm-hmm. Wait, Emma as in the fucking homegirl Anya, the Queen's Gambit chick, that one?
Emma as in the, I want to say Jane Austen. Yeah, I think Emma's Jane Austen.
Yes. So there was a movie version with the Queen's Gambit chick.
Oh, I love her. Mm-hmm. I need to watch that.
Love her. Like, love. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Yeah. What a
Back
face.
To us. Back to us.
Okay. Okay, let's do another question. What's the strangest thing in your refrigerator?
Oh, actually, well, it's not that strange. It's really cute. Like, so on my birthday, one of my friends, Anne, she made these like cupcakes with like these what's that fondant toppers, and it was literally like me. She made molds of me as Hello Kitty. Like, so it was Hello Kitty.
Oh, wow.
With a beanie and a microphone, like doing stand up. And then there was also just all these cute things. And I can't throw it away. I don't know what to do. I cannot throw it away.
Yeah.
It's just
so you have a tiny.
Can you freeze it? Have the topper? I would freeze it.
It's in the freezer. Well, there's like 12 of them. I mean, like they're everywhere. Oh, it's like a little scavenger hunt in here.
You're swimming in your own Hello Kitty self.
Exactly. It's like, what do I do? I could like make a necklace out of it. That'd be kind of cute.
Oh, that would be very cute.
Yeah, that could be fun.
I feel like
you should freeze it, kind of like how people freeze their wedding cake and on your 1 year anniversary of your birthday, mm-hmm. AKA your mm-hmm. next birthday.
Right.
When you eat it.
What if that's how people like label their birthday? Like, today's my anniversary. Oh, of what? Birth. Ew, how birth. Annoying. That's so funny. Let's start doing
like
it, man.
Somebody definitely does that. I feel like people not in partnerships get kind of fucked over sometimes, you know? Like, they don't get to celebrate like they're... So I think if you're just like, yeah, this is my anniversary of being with myself. Fuck you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it's 100%. Like that. It's like the episode of Sex and the City when she had a... baby shower, essentially, mm-hmm. and for a new pair of shoes.
For yourself, right?
For a new pair of shoes, honey.
Yes.
If any of my girlfriends pulled that shit, I would be there with a gift certificate immediately.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is so funny. I hope someone I know does that.
$50 for Payless. Have fun.
I will say, when my play was in New York, I told my dad that if he contributed money to it, I promised I wouldn't have a big wedding, and then I had a big wedding anyway.
Nice. Oh, I mean, why are we put on this earth except to lie to our dads? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, that's literally
absolutely.
To trick them. Trick them for money.
To lie to a father.
Honey, I mean, sorry, father, for I have lied to your face.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And I want you to keep getting cake toppers of yourself and just eventually have a freezer full of them. That would be amazing.
Like a Madame Tussauds in your freezer.
Ooh. Yeah.
An edible Madame Tussauds of only yourself in your freezer.
Wow. I actually do love many things. And I also, it's impossible for me to let things go. So that's going to happen for sure. That's going to happen.
Hell yeah. I love it.
By the way, did you guys know about, remember when I read that novel about Madame Tussauds? Did I tell you guys about how she got started?
I can't remember.
She got started in the French Revolution.
Oh.
And what she would do is when the French Revolution was happening, they would maim people so badly that they wouldn't have like a trophy from like killing the rich people so that they would want to like put their head on a stick and like parade it around town, but they would have been maimed too bad when they got killed. So Madame Tussauds would make death masks of these people so that they could celebrate their deaths. And that's how she started making wax figurines, is she would sell death masks of people that had been killed in the French Revolution.
That's so metal. Holy
I thought you would like
fuck.
That, Brandy. Yeah.
I love
it. Wait, so are we happy or are we not happy about it?
I mean, it's brutal for sure. I mean, it's a complicated issue because I've also been learning more about Marie Antoinette, and I feel like she's been somewhat maligned.
Sure.
But that's another issue.
Maligned. Yeah, she was maligned in history. But it is also like there were people starving and the rich were, you know, throwing wig parties and stuff. Yeah. Much similar to what's happening today. I wonder if we'll ever learn from the past.
2021 in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was going to be really great when we holograph Jeff Bezos's face eventually.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, we'll all be able to project his face as a death mask. We won't have to get the real one.
Well, you know, speaking of that, famous people's faces and masks, I feel like, why has there not been face masks in terms of the skincare style? Mm-hmm. But with like famous people's faces on it.
Oh my God. Love that. That's a great idea.
Oh
that's
my God, Sherry, that. I don't know if you want to give that away for free on a podcast.
Damn. Bleep it out.
I could write just that down. Like, whose face would you guys put on your face?
I literally have a joke about this.
Oh, you do?
Oh, do you really?
It would be. Okay, I'll say it. Nicolas Cage, because then at the end of the night, I can be like, face off.
Right.
But I think Nicolas Cage, honestly, would be the perfect choice for that.
It would be
my first thought. Yeah.
I think I would want, like, a classic beauty. Like, I think I want. I don't know.
Like a Rita Hayworth or something.
Oh, that's good. Rita Hayworth. Lauren Bacall.
Well, okay, so like off the bat, I was going to say Beyonce, but then I just realized this idea is problematic.
That's problematic.
problematic.
Yeah. You're going to get into trouble then.
You know, my first thought was Salma Hayek, and then I was like, nope, can't do that.
Right. Okay, so we need to workshop this product before we take it to QVC.
You need to send us a picture of your face before we ship out a different face to
That's
you.
Right.
We just need to make sure that you are able to wear
You could
face.
Do Tom Cruise. Remember in Mission Impossible how cool that is when he takes his face off?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they, yeah.
Yeah, we just focus on actors who've only taken their faces off.
Okay, good.
Arnold Schwarzenegger in Total Recall. Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Every Scooby-Doo episode.
Really men.
Every Scooby-Doo episode. God.
Yes. Yeah. The masks from Scooby-Doo. That would be fun, actually.
That's a great one. That would be really fun. The old man mask from Scooby-Doo.
Okay, can we also talk about how the entire cast of Scooby-Doo, okay, fine, like two people, were like so hot. Yeah, so hot.
You mean in the movies or do you mean the cartoons?
No, the cartoons.
Oh, the cartoons.
Well, in the movies, back to Sarah Michelle Gellar again. Hello.
I mean.
Spit string.
Oh, for sure.
Spit string.
I mean, look, Velma's also a mood for a lot of people. Oh, yeah, she does it.
That is.
Velma, I think, was a big moment. A big erotic.
Yes. I don't know what to say, but when you said Scooby, I don't know what this says about me, but the first thought, the only character I could think of was Shaggy.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Yes. Shaggy's there. Listen, we've all had a Shaggy in our past.
No, Shaggy is also a mood, a type, and an energy, honey. I've seen Shaggy at Verve Coffee.
Yes.
Yeah, Shaggy's like not a bad screenwriter. Like Shaggy wears Birkenstocks to the coffee shop and probably shouldn't, but like knows his way around a character study.
Movie version, Matthew Lillard, hot as fuck.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
What else was he in?
Tongue.
Oh, without a paddle.
Scream. Out of Salt Lake City Punk. Salt Lake SLC Punk.
Wait, Matthew Lillard. Oh, now I have to remind myself who that is. Because for some reason, I keep picturing Dax Shepard, and I can't stop. And that's an everyday thing.
You're not,
thing.
Like, totally wrong.
That's an everyday
they're
thing
in a
for me.
Similar
adjacent.
Right. They're a similar 90s boy with hair. Yeah.
Yes.
Matt Lillard looks like his name should be Dax Shepard.
I think other way around.
So where's the Dax Shepard musical on TikTok? You know, that's my question.
Yeah,
that's great.
It's probably gonna happen.
And you know, I don't know why I hate on TikTok so much, because all I ever want to do is prance around and watch musicals. Like I should love TikTok. I think I just get so overwhelmed by it.
Here's the thing, and I'm gonna say it because everyone's thinking it. I think as comedians, we are like so bitter that we didn't think of it first. Like when we see a viral video. Yeah. So there's like, like we almost don't want to be on TikTok because we're like, damn, like this could be me. And I do nothing about it.
Because we're like analog performers. We're, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We've like, we've gone to open mic. You've like really done it in person. And then when you're like, fuck, you like took 30 seconds and made a thing. And like so many more people saw that than the me doing stand up for 20 people. It's, it's like, it kind of like we have this old school mentality, I think a little bit that can be kind of like hard to overcome, you know? So,
but you know, I like the old school mentality. I feel very much like a cast member in Gypsy Rose Lee's troupe. You know,
I like it too, but I think it can hold us back, you know, in some ways.
Yeah, for sure.
I like my little circus lifestyle. You know what I mean? Like, I like packing up the show and putting it in the car and calling it a day.
Hilarious. Hilarious.
We are all snake oil salesmen, ultimately, at the end of the day. Yes.
At the end of the day.
It just depends
at
on the how end many of the people day. See it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
For sure. For sure.
We're going to take another break. We'll be right back, everybody.
Fear beat.
Okay. Mercury is in Gatorade.
I wish. Ooh.
Save
Pepino
it.
Gatorade.
Lemon Save Pepino.
It. Wait. Oh, cucumber. Interesting. We'll unpack that later.
Have you never had one. It?
Oh we'll unpack. But
best Gatorade.
Okay. Do I love
we'll just go.
Cucumber?
Who cares? We're here.
Yeah, do I love cucumber? No, we're going,
sorry,
honey.
Guys, we're talking
you gotta
Gatorade.
Keep it.
We're on
Gatorade. Listen, yes.
If I listen to this podcast and I don't hear my Mercury and Gatorade joke, I'm going to be very upset. I don't love cucumber. Okay, how about that? I don't need cucumber in liquid form.
Until you try Limon Pepino Gatorade.
Trust. Because I get it. Cucumber water can be a little, it's a little like, I like it sometimes. I'm not totally in it, but like this is.
Well, you make water taste slimy.
Because we've used and abused cucumber to make it too versatile. It's like not only in lotion, but it's also in a drink. Like I don't need, you know what I mean? Pick a lane, cucumber. Pick a fucking lane. It's also in ceviche and it's also, you know what I mean? I'm like, what's happening?
No, cucumber is to TikTok the way that like kale is to stand up, where it's like kale worked really hard for the popularity that it has.
Okay.
And cucumber just like came out of nowhere and is doing all this shit.
Okay. I think is next? I'm going to say, because I watch Shark Tank a lot, so I'm always interested in what somebody's trying to make into the next big like superfood.
Mm. Yes.
And and someone came on with egg whites as like a, they made it into like a chip, basically.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, that's, I think that's next.
I will say that might be next, but it also feels very 1998. Like, I can definitely see us pulling that shit like around the Snackwells era.
I think we're actually going to throw up.
Well, 1998.
Oh, God. I hate eggs so much.
Well,
oh, man.
Well, 1998 in the sense of, like, I can see someone making egg white chips in the beginning of, a fail infomercial situation. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, like a dehydrator.
And, like, getting all frustrated, like, oh, why can't I just make egg chips without trouble?
Completely misses the bowl.
But I do think, like, I was like, but it makes sense because it's like no carbs, it's all protein. So I think that someone is going to like, I think this will be a big thing.
I can see it. It's going to be the new cauliflower.
Oh, the new buffalo cauliflower?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Actually,
I love chicharrones, baby.
Oh, my goodness. Love a chicharrones. Come on. Going back to when we were talking about like being improvisers being hired to fake reality, that would have been a fun job too. The beginning of infomercials?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just like completely like dropping something that you had like
a full grasp on. Like somehow make it look hard to brush your teeth. Like, whoa! Yeah.
Yeah. Pure slapstick. That looks so fun.
And just send that infomercial straight to SNL and then, you know, get...
Yeah. Yeah, I remember I went to film school in Philly, and there was a very famous QVC guy named Bob Bowersox that would audition for everyone's student films. And if you got Bob Bowersox in your student film, you were like whoa, he's like a celebrity in Philadelphia.
Oh. QVC, that's such a specific like personality to be able to be on camera for like 6 hours straight selling the same pair of sandals. It's like,
but honey, he was a workhorse, man. He'd show up on set and he'd just be like, what are we doing? I'm here all day.
Wow. Listen, this, if he knocked at my door, I'll do it. I'm sorry, go ahead, love.
Yeah.
Before we get into Lady Pom, I do want to bring this up with Sherry. The best job in Los Angeles.
Oh, this reminds me.
So the Standard Hollywood is closing, which is so sad. It's been a cultural institution. It was
it's a hotel.
It's a hotel. There's one downtown, but the Hollywood one is like the more douchey one. There's a pool there. I don't know how else to describe it. Like you could see Dennis Rodman there in 2001.
Right. First of all, I'm actually looking at it right now because I live right behind it. I live right behind it. I'm looking at it. So, you know, on Sunday afternoons, I hear, you know, the lo-fi beats through the window.
Right.
And how am I going to survive without it now? It's actually a bummer because, so literally, this is like our backyard, you know, so it does mean a lot to us. And we hear the news that it's closing and we're like, first of all, it was Thursday and it said it was closing on Friday. I'm like, what? Where's the warning here? There's never a warning.
No, it's closure. Like,
yeah, no closure. No, I didn't get to, you know, say goodbye. We didn't do the whole candle lighting ceremony. Nothing, you know? So then we call trying to book a room for that Thursday night, just if they're closing on Friday. But then, you know, it turns out it's donezo. And we had a nice conversation with the receptionist and we're all sad. We cried on the phone for four hours. But my point is the Standard West Hollywood is, It's a classic. There's a classic feel about it because the outside is like, first of all, it was in many movies and TV shows. Remember when Carrie Bradshaw and the gang went to LA?
It's very Sex and the City. It kind of, it's right positioned in West Hollywood where it kind of gives you that like palm tree view of Los Angeles. It's like, the pool is beautiful.
No, right when you drive by the Standard, you suddenly have sunglasses on and a cigarette in your mouth, you know, and your scarf.
The cafe is very classic.
The cafe is 24 hours.
Your car turns into a convertible. It's crazy.
And your neck scarf just flies off, you know, into the wind. But the diner was 24. And I remember they had everything from French toast to kimchi fried rice. I mean, representation matters. Representation matters.
Yes.
In that diner. And now it's bye-bye. And they also had Warby Parker there for a second. I have 20/20, but I still, you know, went to go check it out from time to time.
Well, you
just
never
in
know
case.
When you need glasses at 3 a.m.
You never know when you need glasses. At 3 a.m.
But anyway, the best part of the Standard, in my opinion, what set it apart from every other, you know, douchebag hotel on the Sunset Strip was this. Behind the receptionist, when you first check in at the lobby, there's a human aquarium. And there was always someone sitting. Their job was just to sit in that aquarium and be observed. Like, the girl could, like, read a book, be on her phone, take a nap, That's her
so
whole job.
So she wasn't in the water? She was like half out?
No
water.
No, it's just I'm a completely sorry, there's no water.
Bare tank.
It's just a bare tank.
Oh, I see.
So you just sit there and it's like this, it's really interesting art because it's just really like this interesting voyeuristic experience. Like while you're checking in, you're just like watching this person just hang out.
No.
I've never seen that.
It's a perfect job.
You know, I see her and I want to be a part of her world.
Exactly. Exactly.
Another thing that is just so beautiful is like, they never repainted it. It was this like faded baby blue, right? Yes. Like it was just like that color. I mean, you would think they would remodel because the one in downtown, it does also have a pool, but it's very modern. The one in downtown is like modern. Like that is like
of a New York vibe. It's like on top of a skyscraper. Yeah.
Right. Listen, the downtown LA Standard is the TikTok and the WeHo.
That's right.
The West Hollywood Standard is the live comedy performance.
That does, you know? That makes me sad. Yeah, it's like, are they going to tear it down? I mean, I'm assuming somebody's just going to buy it and
Okay, I will keep all of you posted because what I'm hoping is it'll keep. I'm hoping the shell will keep and inside, but then it's like all these rooms. It can't not be a hotel if you keep the shell, you know? Maybe it'll be a museum of hotels. A hotel museum.
That would be cool.
Yeah, every room is a different hotel.
Maybe it'll be Madame Tussauds. Hotel edition.
And you use the wax figurines to set up like infamous Hollywood incidents in each room. This is theater, you guys.
Whoa.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I would pay like good money to go to that exhibit. I'm going to be quite honest.
I mean, listen, but the truth is I'm pretty sure it's going to be knocked down because I'm still in shock that House of Blues ever fucking got knocked down. Like,
I know.
You know?
Yes. That was a big loss. I loved that place. I saw so many shows there.
Yeah.
Anyway, House of Blues is also the standard because it is a house that's blue. That's all I got. I'm just looking at it. Okay. I'm looking at everything.
Okay, we're going to do a lady.
Let's answer some advice.
Let's do it.
Let's get to it.
Roll the tape.
Lady problems. Lady problems. Lady problems. Do you have them? Lady problems. Do you have them? People have them.
Very good.
Ooh, there it
thank
is.
Thank you.
Top notch.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
If you want
to hear the accolades,
give us a lady problem, you can email us at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com or give us a phone call at 323-6-BUT-30. This one was written into us. It's an email. So here we go. Hi, ladies. Love the show. Quick question. And I'm sorry, it's gross. So my new hubby has gotten a little too comfortable since we got our own place. For example, there were toenail clippings on the floor for a full day. And he denied knowing anything about them until I stepped on them and screamed. Then he laughed. He also admitted immediately after sex that a big chunk of earwax fell out of his ear while I was on top, and he threw it behind our bed. It's gross, and I'm not here for it. There weren't a lot of warning signs in the 10 years before we got married, either. Any tips on how to deal with this sudden shift in the gross factor? All advice appreciated.
That, I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
I don't
know. This
no.
is the betrayal.
This is rude.
Yeah, it's weird that she didn't see a lot of this in the 10 years. He really just like...
Well, they must have not lived together at all. Do we know that? We don't know.
We got married.
I assume they lived together at some point if they were together for 10 years.
Yeah, for 10 years, they probably did. I mean...
It's almost like he was like, all right, I know this is set, so now I'm really going to...
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Is he trying to freaking lose her? Like, is he just setting traps to, like, test her patience?
It's like a weird Home Alone, but emotional.
Divorce. Emotional booby
divorce
traps.
Divorce exists, baby.
He's just going to have shadow goodness. People farting.
That is just I honestly I hate it so much. First of all, I'm sorry that you're going through this. Because the toenail, like, I mean, that'll just that's not cute. What is this, Minesweeper? What are you playing, Minesweeper?
I think at this point her only option and her best option is to shame him.
Yeah.
I think this is one of those instances
where shame does work.
I think some people just like when they get married, they're like, okay, now we're done.
Right.
And it's like, no. Like, now you're just beginning.
Right. Like you've earned her. You've won her over. But now you have to keep her by not being gross. I think that's really weird because obviously I've done things like, you know, put my earwax, flick it somewhere. But I would never talk about it. That's the part.
Feels aggressive because it's like we all have gross things, but even if you're married to someone, there's no need to like subject them to that if they don't need to be subjected to it. Like that's the part that feels like he's doing it to almost like needle her.
Right.
Yeah. It's like gaslighting her into a fight or something. And it's like,
what is his intention? What is his intention?
Part of it to me reads as a little bit like I'm so comfortable now that like I'm truly going to be myself, quote unquote, around you.
Right.
Yeah. That's part of it. I do think, I mean, being gross, like, that is, we're all gross in some way, and like showing that to somebody is very vulnerable. So I think it's part of it. I don't think you should do it, but I do think that that's perhaps like where he's coming from.
In a sense where he almost thinks it's like flattering, in a sense, right? Because it's like, oh my goodness, I love you so much. I've never been with a girl who's made me feel so comfortable and myself. I feel like I can open up to you. Interesting.
So I think that, but it doesn't, it's like, that doesn't matter. You can't leave your toenail. You know, you have to, that's like, you're just leaving.
But I mean, I don't care who you are. If you're he's laughing at the toenails, but then if she takes a really stern tone and doesn't laugh with him and is like, I can't even say it without laughing.
I'm sick of your toenails.
She's like, I'm serious. You disgust me. And if you can keep a straight face, even though I can't, if he's laughing and you're like, seriously, this is disgusting. Like,
I think the laughing. the laughing is unnecessary. That's and inappropriate.
Yeah. Yeah, I think she's got to just be straight up and be like, look, like, you know, get that we're together here. But if you want me to, like, stay attracted to you, you're going to have to, like, fucking keep up, you know, a little bit of a charade. Like, we all have some things we just don't share with other people. And you're going to have to keep those just for you.
Yeah. Like, I'm not your bro. I'm your wife, man. Right. I want to keep wanting to suck your dick.
That's good. Guys hate it when you call them bro.
Yeah.
Maybe you need to call him bro. Be like, look, bro,
what's up with the toenails?
And if he's bro-nails. Like, don't call me bro, then it's like, don't make me step on your toenails.
Yeah.
Don't. Well, and it's also like, do you want me to like leave my fucking tampons on the counter and shit?
Right.
Like, it's
I mean, you might have to start leaving tampons in the refrigerator.
It's going to turn into a full on out
this
gross
could
war.
Escalate.
Like a gross cold war of some kind. Yeah.
Because like, I was thinking that too. I was like, do we get even? Do we do revenge?
I did consider that. Yeah.
I mean, I don't think so because you don't want to put yourself through that. Like,
You know. Who has the time? Who has the energy? Who has the tampons? You know?
Yeah.
Well, it's also like you guys just got married. You want to be able to enjoy that and like to be like, you know, which like, is so that love. That's not what this is.
It's so odd. That is so odd. Boys are also just interesting.
I know.
That's a whole nother episode. That's a whole nother episode.
But I mean,
you know, to be clear, they drool and we rule. So
right.
So this is to be expected. Actually,
they're from.
What you get when you marry a boy? They're from Mars.
No, they're from Jupiter, and they're stupider. That's what it is.
To get more stupider. They're more stupider than us.
Yeah,
it's tough. I mean, I think she's really just got to be like, look, like, I think the bro thing is not bad. Like, I'm not your fucking bro. I'm your wife. Like,
yeah. This is it's disrespectful.
Like, it's disrespectful. So disrespectful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know what to say. He admitted immediately after sex that a big chunk of earwax fell out of his ear while I was on top and he threw it behind our bed.
Here's my question. I wonder if his earwax is waxy or flaky, because there's two kinds. Mm. What are we working with here, ladies? What are we working with here?
Does it matter?
It's a big chunk.
No, what do y'all have? What do y'all have?
I don't know. I guess waxy. Oh,
waxy. I don't really get a lot of earwax though.
Mine's flaky yellow. Okay, I actually looked it up. A lot of Asians have the flaky yellow. Funny enough.
This is really grossing me out.
Well, here's the thing. No, wait.
Chips, huh?
So, okay, now we know Tess's trigger. So we have, ever since childhood, there's a tiny little long baby spoon that we use to get our earwax out. Like, this is like an actual ritual, like a skincare routine. So y'all never, like, take your earwax out?
Very rarely.
You know, I do Q-tips.
Yeah.
But Q-tips don't actually do the job, y'all. I'm here to, like, spread awareness on the baby spoon.
If you have a better tool, I'm literally all ears.
A baby spoon. If I just Google baby spoon earwax,
I'm imagining. Look at it.
Yeah, it sounds very pleasing. Should we send? Give him a baby spoon. I guess give him a baby spoon, maybe, and encourage him to do the earwax on his own.
Yeah, yeah. And also, you can also use a bobby pin if you don't have the resources. But I will say, if I ever have merch, it's gonna be baby earwax spoons.
Oh my god!
For sure.
Practical.
I love it.
For sure.
There were also tiny McDonald's spoons that back in the day people used as like snorters. So I'm just saying, baby spoons can be used for lots of things.
Everything goes back to cruel intentions.
Everything goes back to cruel intentions. I'm gonna make an Asian reboot of Cruel Intentions, and I'm gonna be Sarah Michelle Gellar with
my
earwax.
Please do this.
Except my character, just to switch it up, I will be snorting earwax.
The flaky kind would go right up there,
Yeah.
Chop it up a little bit.
Yeah,
well, the waxy kind is kind of like, you know, THC dab.
You'd have to like, put some lighter under it.
Oh.
God, that would smell so bad.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, So yeah, tell him to fucking stop it, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And if you have any problems, play this episode for him. Dude, throw away your damn toenails.
Mm-hmm.
Don't pull your shit out of your ears while she's sleeping with you. You're the only guy she's going to sleep with for the rest of her life. Don't be a dick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
This episode is an intervention. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. She wants to be attracted to you. Do things like there's little things you could do every day, like mm-hmm. like for 5 seconds in the morning, right after you take your big old dump, that like would make you that would make you more attractive. Like she puts on a lot of work to look good for you. We all mm-hmm. like do like little things. You want to please your partner. Keep focusing on that.
Right.
Don't do these things trying to push her away. Do you know, it kind of feels like he's testing her to be like, will you be with me through this? And it's like, no, don't test me. I already said yes, motherfucker.
Right.
Like,
right.
We had our scheduled kiss.
We had our scheduled kiss. Right.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, this is all very good. Yeah, play this for him. Seriously, if he's like, if he's not getting
any
it.
Issues. Yeah.
Stop being a gross, dumb idiot and like be good for your wife. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're allowed to be a dumb idiot. Just don't be gross.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to end the show with a voicemail that we got. This isn't a lady problem. Oh. This is just a, you know, catching up with the listener. So again, if you want to give us a ring, 323-6-but-30, here's the jingle. 323-6-but-30.
It's 6-but-30 somewhere.
Okay.
That's our phone number.
Okay. That's our phone number. Yeah. Here we go.
Hello, ladies. It's me, the crazy cat lady, who... sent in a lady problem almost a year and a half ago. And just wanted to give you a little update. As predicted, I did get another cat. I actually just got him a month ago. He's a cute little all-black kitty named Manny, or Manuel for long. And they're doing great. I can definitely leave them for more than 4 hours. The anxiety's gotten a lot better about that.
Oh, she felt bad about leaving her cat for an extended amount of time.
Have a playmate now. And Babs, I saw that you got a kitty too. She is adorable. Envelope is a really cute name. I love that. And I just hope you guys are all doing really well. Thank you so much for providing laughs throughout the pandemic. It's been such a wonderful way to decompress and just hear other human voices. Thank you so much. I love you.
Oh, okay. Wait, we have a part two.
That's so sweet.
It's still me, the crazy cat lady. I wasn't sure how long the recording would let me go, so I also did want to say Babs, here's another person in your life telling you that you should try yoga. I used to be like you, where I hated it. I couldn't stand sitting in class. It was so boring. Nothing could keep my attention. But something really clicked for me in college, and I fell in love with it. And I think the more that you try it and the more that you focus on your breathing rather than the poses, the more you might enjoy it. I'm actually a certified yoga instructor now. I love it so much. I can't believe how much I used to hate it. So give it another try.
Boo.
All right, thanks.
You had me with the cats and you lost me at yoga.
So that didn't even convince you to give yoga another shot, Babs?
I mean, yeah, I like breathing. We'll see.
Wow.
Oh, also, real quick, I do want to give an update to our last week's or our lady problem from a couple weeks ago, whenever it is, the LinkedIn one. There is a setting on your LinkedIn called ghost mode under settings and like privacy that you can turn on. Mm. And then that way nobody will see who is looking at profiles. We had a lot of people write in letting us know that. So
someone got caught lurking someone else's LinkedIn. So there is a ghost mode, everybody. Ghost mode everything. Ghost mode life.
Yes, absolutely. Just wanted to let you know.
I'm learning so much. I'm learning so much. I also just pictured...
We learned so much from you.
I also just pictured cats doing yoga, and that's a fun animated series. There's so much money in this podcast right now.
I feel like that's definitely been on like a coffee
deck
commercial
of cards.
Or something.
Yeah,
I mean, cats are just doing yoga all the time anyway. They don't have bones.
Yeah, they actually do. My cats definitely do more yoga than me. They do the downward dog all the time.
Right, which is ironic because dogs do the downward cat. Really?
Well, that's our
really?
Show. Not my best. That's it. That's what we're ending on. So
we're ending on that. Really? We're ending on it.
That's what we're gonna end on.
No, that's your closer, Sherry. That's
my legacy.
Your last.
That's my legacy. Yeah.
That's what's getting put on your tombstone, actually.
That was your message to the world. That was your last message.
I'll take it.
Thank you so much. This has been so fun to chat with you.
So much fun. Seriously,
let everybody know where they can find you online and if you want them to look out for anything.
Yeah, I mean, just look me up on Instagram, Sherry Cola, some fun stuff on there. And please tune in to Good Trouble, season 3, February 17th on Freeform and Hulu. Yes.
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
Thanks, everybody.
Love y'all.
All right, bye.